This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 47. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast. It's so great to have you here. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to join me. And thank you as well for such a great response to last week's podcast, which was all about dreaming small. And it's episode 45, if you haven't had a listen yet and you'd like to. I really felt quite vulnerable putting it out there, but I needn't have worried because it really did seem to resonate a lot with some of you. Now, this weekend, I stepped out of my comfort zone. I went to a black tie awards dinner with the Coaching Academy. I did my training with the Coaching Academy and I was really chuffed to receive an email earlier on this year letting me know that I'd been shortlisted in their Coaching for a Cause category at their annual awards night. The only slight fly in the ointment was that I was going to have to dig out a posh frock and attend the dinner on my own because hubby had to stay with the kids. I haven't been to a black tie event since, I don't know, my graduation ball at uni, I think, and I did feel like a fish out of water attempting to be a proper grown-up and pretending that I really could walk in high heels. I was tempted to take my slippers with me. I didn't win, but I hadn't realised that the shortlist for each category consisted of just three people, so in some respects it was kind of like a podium finish, which I am so humbled by. Especially to achieve such amazing recognition in just the first 6 months in my business. But what I really wanted to talk about today was sparked by something that Bev James, who's the MD of the Coaching Academy, said in her speech. She encouraged all the winners to press the pause button when they were up collecting their awards, to just stop for a second or two and acknowledge their success. And I love this advice, and I think it's advice that we all should all take on board. I spoke last week in last week's episode about feeling that pressure to keep up with the Joneses of the business world. How we can get sucked into defining our own success based on other people's metrics, on the things that they see as important. It can be all too easy to be constantly chasing the next thing, to feel like we're running frantically without even really moving forwards and constantly feeling like we're somehow failing in comparison to all those people that we see seemingly effortlessly succeeding on social media. And succeeding's in air quotes, it's their definition of success. Now, I'm a big fan of goals, about getting clear on what we want and then working out how we get there. It's, after all, the essence of coaching. But they need to be our goals. They need to be the things that we really, really want, not the things that we think we should want or the business we think we should build, because that's what we see everyone else doing. When we get really clear about what success means to us, about the life we want and how our business fits into that, we might find that our goals aren't to have a six-figure launch or to generate seven figures or whatever flavour of shiny success is currently being peddled in a Facebook ad near you. It might be fitting your business in around your kids. It might be booking your first ever market stall, selling one thing. It might be stepping out of your comfort zone and putting on that workshop that you really want to do, but that you're terrified no one will come. I'm recording this episode towards the end of November and it feels like Christmas and the end of the year are hurtling ever closer at a rate of something scary knots. I'm finding my thoughts already turning to 2018, to the things I want to do and the things I want to achieve next year. But before we rush into the festivities, before we lose ourselves in the Christmas madness, now feels like a good time to press that pause button, to stop and to reflect on the year and on what's gone well. All too often, we spend time thinking about all the things we haven't done and we gloss over or we forget about all the things we have done. Does anyone else do that? We beat ourselves up for not having done enough, in air quotes, for not having kept up with other people's definitions of success. But it's really important that we take this time, that we pause, that we reflect, and we think about the things we have done that are important to us and to the life we want. If you tune in regularly, you will no doubt have heard me talk before about how one of my whys for building my own business is so that I can fit it in around my kids, our kids. My natural tendency when reflecting on my progress would be to look at the number of clients I have or the revenue I have or haven't generated. But actually, one of my big whys really is to be able to go to school assemblies, to do the school runs and the sports days and the nativities, then I have smashed it. There's been the odd day here and there when hubby stepped in for the school run, but I've been able to arrange my days so that 99% of the time I am there. And I can also go in and I can listen to children read, and I can help out with the PTA. And all these things, these little things, these things that might not be conventional definitions of success, they're important to me. They're part of my why. They might not make great marketing copy for a social media campaign, but these little everyday successes are there, and they're a big part of what a successful life and business looks like to me. Another of my whys is to create a livelihood that matters. I want to help people to start up and to grow the businesses of their dreams that allow them to build the life that they want and to have a positive impact on the world. I only started my business in May this year, and sometimes I really need to remind myself of that. When I see other people in the online space, especially in the coaching space, lots of people talk about how they went from zero to, 200K in a year. It can be really hard to reflect realistically about what I have achieved. I've created a whole new website myself. I've learned how to edit and create audio content, and I've launched this podcast after, about 3 years of procrastination, because it terrified me. I've launched my first ever online courses. I work with my first paying one-to-one clients. I've learned how to put together sales pages and to launch and actually sell products. I've generated my own revenue, which a year ago seemed impossible, rather than just take home a paycheck as part of a paid job. So I might not be where I want to ultimately be just yet, and I suffer a lot from comparisonitis, which is something I talk about more in episode 23, I think it is. But when I say it all out loud, that feels like a lot. So today, I want you to press pause. Find some time and really stop and think about your year. And think about it in terms of your version of success. Did you manage to make it to sports day? If that's what you wanted. Could you drop everything when your little person was ill or you had other responsibilities elsewhere? Have you been able to spend the time that you wanted to with friends and family? Have you stepped out of your comfort zone? What have you done this year that made you feel uncomfortable? What have you done this year that scared the pants off you at the time, but maybe you've forgotten about it now? Think about what's gone well, not just the obvious stuff, the big stuff, the business metrics. Think about what's gone well in terms of you building not only the business that you want, but the life you want. For me, good business is all about people, planet, and profit. If you haven't quite generated the revenue you thought you might, maybe it's because you ended up spending more on the supplies you needed so you could make sure they were ethical and sustainable. That's far more valuable in my eyes than generating thousands of pounds at the expense of someone else's health and welfare. If you haven't been able to single-handedly change the face of the fashion industry or tackle food waste or whatever your passion is, you have had an impact on someone, I guarantee it. You will have created some ripples. You might not even know about some of them, but I 100% guarantee that by standing up for what you believe in, for having the courage to put yourself out there and to do business differently, you have created positive change. And that, my friend, is worth pausing for a moment and celebrating. Have a brilliant week, and I will catch you next time. Take care. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.